The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd, and this is Healthy Living. Blood plasma is a crucial element in life-saving, but for a long time, freeze-dried plasma was banned because of a health risk. But as Kevin Enix tells us, that is changing.
As you see, blood transfusions are...
Freeze-dried plasma was a common element of U.S. battlefield triage until the 1950s, but was discontinued after the supply was tainted by a hepatitis outbreak. Until last month. That is when all U.S. Marine units began carrying it into the field again.
I know for sure it has saved the life of one U.S. Army Ranger. We've used it probably about 20 times now since 2013-ish.
That ranger is Joshua Hargis, who lost both his legs to a landmine in Afghanistan. The plasma kept him alive for more than 90 minutes until he could be evacuated to a field hospital. The quick availability of the freeze-dried plasma, as opposed to frozen, made all the difference.
Since it's in a powder form, we only have to reconstitute with water. We can do that within about two minute duration versus 25 to 35 minutes. And have that on site.
The military is receiving its plasma from overseas because it has not yet been approved for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. But the military is working with U.S. companies to get that approval. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
Acute lymphoblastic leukemia is the most common form of childhood cancer. Faiza El-Masri and Faith Lapidus tell us now how scientists are using genetic profiling to help fight the disease.
Oscar Howard Hall is trying to live like any other seven-year-old while fighting acute lymphoblastic leukemia, the most common form of childhood cancer. He's part of a clinical trial using genetic profiling to determine chemotherapy levels.
You can really tailor your risk factor analysis much more precisely and identify patients who are at least risk of relapse and hence can be considered for treatment de-intensification.
The study was jointly funded by the childhood cancer charity Bloodwise and Children with Cancer UK.
And what we're looking to do is to create a kinder treatment, a softer treatment for these children. And this is one of the ways that we're going to do that.
Oscar's mother says at times her son's treatment was so invasive, his hair fell out and he couldn't walk.
So to think that going forward, other families might not have to go over those massive hurdles of their children being really unwell as a side effect of medication, it's really amazing, really great.
Making treatment for childhood cancer less harsh and more effective is the goal. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from The Voice of America.